Hi, I'm Sean Sutton, news and feature writer for Search Health IT. I'm here at the Chime 2016 Fall Forum in Phoenix, Arizona, with Russ Branzell, President and CEO of Chime. Great to speak with you, Russ.
Well, welcome to our wonderful event here at Chime 16, our 25th anniversary. We're absolutely thrilled that not only you, but everyone's here to really celebrate the achievements of Chime in our industry.
Thank you, Russ. It's beautiful here. Okay, so before we get to Chime's priorities for 2017, Russ, I'd like to ask you about a couple of recent issues. I think there's been some good news from Chime's perspective about the meaningful use reporting period.
Yeah, we were absolutely thrilled that the reporting periods have changed and been standardized across both the physicians and the hospitals. Now just not for 1 year, which is what we've been dealing with the last couple, but really now for a multiple year period. We've been fighting for this maybe since the beginning. We were one of the first Chime being that called for this change to a permanent, really a 90-day reporting. And we're absolutely thrilled that our partners and colleagues in Washington, both on the Hill and in the agencies, I think have listened to the field. And we really do feel good about this, that it'll be a catalyst for us to continue the momentum for health IT adoption and the benefits of meaningful use. We know there's still lots of things to fix, but important for us to stay on the journey that we're on to adopt the technology and help transform healthcare.
Thanks. I'll quickly return to meaningful use in a few minutes. But also, on some other recent news, your organization really recently did a cybersecurity survey of Chime and AHIS members and found that healthcare organizations need greater assistance from federal agencies to improve information sharing and threat assessments. So with healthcare providers under attack by malware and ransomware, what exactly are CIOs looking for from the government, and what are health CIOs themselves doing about these dangerous cybersecurity threats?
You know, we're very optimistic that the government's listening on this. It's obvious it's in the news every single day, whether it be a vulnerability that's revealed or an actual breach that's occurred. What we are looking for is collaboration. We're not necessarily looking for strong dictated policies or guidelines, but work with the right agencies for a framework and guideline. We're very, very fortunate that most recently, working in collaboration with NIST and the Baldrige, we put out the first ever Baldrige Process Security Framework. It's still in comment period. But if you look at the history of NIST and their ability to help us with security, they're probably the best position to help the industry guide and direct best practice for security. Now, the CIOs themselves, I'm not sure there's anything that's ever kept them more awake than the issues with security. And that's saying a lot considering all the stuff we've been working with for the last 5 to 10 years. I think what they are doing is really trying to focus on risk-based frameworks to find out what they need to do. They're not going to be able to do everything. They're not going to be able to afford everything, especially in the smaller and medium sites. Even the large sites are still capital constrained on how to address security. What we do see, though, is that they're taking a very strategic approach to this, working at the right level, which is the executive level, to try to solve these problems.
Sounds good. So with MACRA changing the reimbursement landscape for physicians, okay, physician practices, how are health system CIOs dealing with the transition to value-based reimbursement?
So, again, I think this evolution's turning into a revolution, and that is, as even now up to a third of the payment under Medicare and Medicaid will be value-based and risk-based for a quality purpose, it's actually, we've seen the tipping point really occur this year, which is organizations themselves are partnering up across the entire spectrum of the C-suite and really whole organizations to focus on quality outcomes being first and foremost, great safety environments, to say the least, and also most importantly, a value base for the cost being provided. CIOs are right at the forefront. CIOs are involved in every portion of an organization as it tries to transform itself to this new model. And it will take a while. It's not something we're going to see overnight, but just the change in the last year and flipping to a risk-based value model at the federal level, I think, has been the catalyst to kick us down this road.
All right. Thanks for that. So what are the top priority items on Chime's policy and organizational agenda for 2017 and beyond?
Well, you mentioned one. One is obviously security. We launched our own cybersecurity center about 6 months ago, not because we're trying to create this big technical environment, but rather a great place for all of our professionals, both our AHIS CISOs as well as our CIOs in Chime, to start working and networking and collaborating in a different way than we traditionally have. It's going to take the entire country of all these professionals to really fend off, for the most part, all these issues. We know we'll never be 100% safe, but there's a way to do that. One of the other things we're really working on is standards. Under the chairmanship of our of Mark Probst, who's the CIO of Intermountain, we launched an initiative most recently, which is really called Standard of Standards, which is a collaboration with many, both in our vendor, or what we call our foundation partner community, along with the CIOs and others in the industry, where we're going to try to get to some clearer standards and help facilitate. And most recently, we're even working in Washington to try to adjust some legislation or start some legislation that will help define and refine the process of getting to more acute, more specific standards, so we're not working so fragmented across the industry. Obviously, we continue to support our members. That's the number one thing we will work on all the time, is whatever they need to do their job well, to provide the services in their organizations, to provide great care, and that's always been our number one priority.
All right, kind of to finish up here, what's the status of Chime's push for a national patient identifier?
Thank you for asking that. We are working frantically, probably not frantically, very hard at least to say, on this program. We did announce earlier in the year the concept blitz round, where some early ideas were generated, and we saw great hope in this. So it's really given us great optimism that we'll have this solved. Right now, we're planning on late Q1, Q2 for an announcement of a solution. It may take a little longer because the interest in this has been overwhelming. Even the folks at HeroX have said they've never seen this much interest from a program like this. We're now, I think, in the 300s as far as number of people that have applied to be part of this process. So going through a validation and testing will take a long time if everyone finishes up applying for this award in the end. In the end, we still have one goal, which is to have a national identification system for this country that identifies patients all the time, at the right place, the right way, all the time. And we still feel confident we'll get to that goal.
Well, thanks, Russ. This was good stuff, and thanks for sitting down with Surge Health IT at the Chime Fall Forum here in the beautiful Phoenix Desert. Have a great conference.
Thank you very much for having us.